Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits on the Every Single Scripted Podcast Network. I'm your co-host Eric, and my other co-host here tonight is Kenneth, as usual. How are you, Kenneth?
I'm good.
I don't know if Doug is going to join us, but I'll keep checking. But you might not. Yeah, it was a interesting week of football. I got to watch some. That was awesome work. There was two major upsets that probably won't be a big impact. It's still early in the season, still the first half of the season. But, yeah, nobody saw those two upsets. I mean, no, I picked Bengals to win on I posted on my Facebook. I posted that Bengals were going to win. It just felt like the Bengals coming back up. And the Chiefs won.
Yeah,
I did not see them.
For 5 minutes, bro.
Huh?
Hello? Doug says he's been waiting for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Guess he's on hold?
Yeah. Hi, Doug.
You're an idiot.
I know.
Do you not check to fucking see if somebody calls in? What the hell kind of co-host are you?
I apologize, Doug. How are you?
Oh, man. That's funny.
Not too bad. I mean, I was happy to join in. Now I got to check my contract and then put yours in the paper printer. You did this to me the last time I called in too, you jackass.
Well, man.
I should have checked with you before the show if you were going to call in, so I knew you were talking.
Yeah,
to,
I called.
I'm
like
you in.
I dialed in at like 6:55.
Oh, okay.
Right now, at 5:55.
Okay. I guess I missed you when I saw Kenneth and I didn't see you. Oh, well. Sorry, Doug.
That's all right.
So, how was your day?
Not too bad. I mean, you got me all riled up now.
So, let's go talk about games this week. What was our biggest surprise this week? Obviously, the Chiefs won.
Well, when you hear that he has the flu, it's not necessarily much of a surprise. The biggest surprise for me, and even the biggest surprise this year, has got to be Jacksonville.
Yeah. They're playing really well lately.
Yeah, and they went into, Pittsburgh, the Steelers are the kings of the ugly games. And so, like, to go in to Pittsburgh and win an ugly game, like, that just shows that even though the Jaguars necessarily aren't the most perfect team in the NFL, they're still playing really good football right now, and they're adapting.
Yep. Exactly. And Trevor Lawrence is starting to become a top five quarterback if he wasn't already, and Doug Peterson proven why he was a Super Bowl head coach.
Yeah,
they're going to be fighting for that home for their number one seed, the Chiefs. Right now, they've lost two games.
Yeah, they lost two games. They lost once to Houston, and then once to Kansas City.
Okay, so Kansas City has a tiebreaker, but since the Chiefs lost, now they're tied, but the Chiefs have a tiebreaker. Jacksonville could be running away with that division. I mean, Houston is right under. No, because they lost to Carolina, which I had a feeling Carolina was going to win. That's why I picked Carolina. But they were due for a win. What else? How about you, Clint? What was the biggest surprise for you?
Mine's will be the 49ers, I think. I had high hopes of that being a closer game than what it was to be. I think defensively, the 49ers are not where you is that. And I was just surprised how the Bengals able to been, how they've been handled lately.
Yeah. Bengals are playing really good lately. They're starting to come back up. Everybody kind of rolled them off after the 3 weeks because of Joe Burrow and his injury. But the Bengals are proving everybody wrong again. They are a, I'm not going to say force to be reckoned with right now, but they are in that division race with the Ravens. It's going to be a battle between that division's going to be interesting to watch because the Browns are no cakewalk this year. Steelers are no cakewalk either. So that division's wide open. That's probably the most intriguing division in the NFL right now. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but that's probably the best division right now.
Yeah.
In football. Because all four teams are fairly close together in terms of who could win the division. It's just a matter of who's going to get high at the right time. Who's going to win that division.
Well, right now, I mean, you got to think that Baltimore is definitely the front runners to win the division because of how they've been playing. But they got a tough one coming up on Sunday against Cincinnati. The only thing that's going to help them is the fact that it's going to be in Baltimore.
Yeah, and they met the first week, and they meet. No, that wasn't the first week. They didn't play each other.
Are you drunk? Yeah. Who the hell gave you permission to host the show? Jesus Christ.
I think you did when you said you didn't want to do it all the time.
Well, then I guess this could be my fault then.
But yeah, the Bengals are Bengals are playing the Vikings. They're off this week. Yeah.
No, the Bengals are playing the Bills
playing
on Sunday Night Football.
Night Football.
This is getting painful to listen to.
Okay, let's talk about last Thursday night, the Bills in Tampa Bay. I know you
speaking of
didn't
painful
catch the game, but yeah, the Bills won, but they let the Buccaneers in that game towards the end. When that last drive I was watching, they had two bad penalties. It led to the touchdown that made it 24-18. It shouldn't have even been that close, but that bad penalty led to that touchdown. Did you watch any of the game plan?
Oh, yeah. And if you ask me, I think the Bills got saved by the referees. We all know that was pass interference on that Hail Mary play in the end zone. Pass interference.
Yeah.
There was no call.
I had heard – somebody had told me that the Bills were that the referees kind of made calls in the favor of the Bills. And my response to that is it's about time because back in London, the Bills were fucked over by the referees.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing. All right, I'll say this. Referees, like the NFL referees right now, must have been, must be rejects from WWE television. Because they're about as useful right now as wrestling referees.
Yeah. All referees suck, even NBA referees.
Yeah. Like, they're doing a horrible job.
Yeah,
like they don't know how to call football games, and the idiot that's leading them, I don't know if it's still Al Riveron or not, but like the NFL needs to figure out. They need to be like, all right, you guys got to learn how to call football games, or you're going to learn how to not have jobs.
Yep, and it's been pretty bad, like. I think all around the league lately.
Yeah.
There's been some.
Oh, yeah, no, these referees
calls.
Don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right, I know the Eagles game last week, a lot of people were, it was, everything was in favor of the Eagles because we had zero penalties, unless you count the offsetting one, and the Dolphins had like 9 or 10. And then after the game, everybody complaining about that, but then this week there was some penalties called against. And it's just that whole mess around the league, and it needs to
well,
be fixed.
Even in the Pittsburgh game, Deontay Johnson was bitching about how the referees handed Jacksonville the game because of that field goal that got taken off the board.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the referees, Chris?
Well, I'll say this. There's no – every game I realized after – you can go back all the way back to the NFC Championship game of 2020, that Saints Rams NFC Championship game. We can go all the way back there and compare to now. These referees are just going to be what they are, referees, human beings that don't know, that will make calls in the favor and of their favor and not in the right favor, let's put it that way.
Yeah. They need to put on glasses. I don't even know if that would help.
Oh, no, what they need to do is, and again, this would probably add time to the game, so they're not going to do it. But they need to make you need to have instant replay on every play. Every play, when there is a call, you need to go to instant replay. Like if a referee makes a call, that call needs to be like go to instant replay right away. And then if it's shown that the referee blew the call, it needs to be challenged, it needs to be reviewed, it needs to be overturned, and then that referee needs to be stabbed.
Yeah. Exactly.
These referees, like, they're ruining the games because they're a bunch of fucking morons.
Yeah. Yeah. And the referees in the NBA are ruining the game, too. And MLB, the umpires suck, too. So it's all around sports.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a group of people try to ruin a game so badly, except for, the women at the bars that tell their husbands it's time to go home just when the game's getting good.
Now that would suck. I told them to go home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, most of these NFL referees might as well be women in drag. They're fucking up so bad.
Moving on to before we get into more trouble, the Eagles and Commanders game. I'll let you start this finish. What are your thoughts on the game and how the Eagles played?
So this was your typical. I don't know what it is about Washington. When you watch Washington play other teams and you see teams blow them out, you wonder, it's like, well, we're not good. We can be able to – we should be doing this to Washington, but the Washington always give us a hard fight. I don't know why. These two last three matchups, we can't never really put these guys away like we used to in the past. And we have blowout wins against the Giants, Cowboys, but never in the last couple of years, never Washington. And whoever they've been playing quarterback, we make them look like all-stars.
Aaron Rodgers.
And I don't understand why. I mean, our defensive line is better than their offensive line. I mean, they gave up 6 sacks to the Giants. So I know if you give up, the Giants could get 6 sacks on him. I was expecting our defensive line to have a field day on that guy. And he was, he got touched once.
Yeah. I can't figure it out either.
I don't know. It's something about Washington that I just don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Doug? What are your thoughts on the Eagles team?
It's weird because, like Quintus said, like for some reason Washington plays the Eagles better than they play any other team. And, like, if you go back and you watch, like, how they played against the Bears, and they sucked against the Bears, but, like, both times this year, like, Washington has played the Eagles pretty hard. Now, they haven't won. And we know how they feel about the season right now because of what they did yesterday at the trade deadline.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But, like, they just, you know, they play the Eagles pretty hard. And the Eagles, you know, we talked about the Bills kind of letting – you know, Tampa stay in the game. The Eagles have been guilty of that, too. They've been letting teams stay in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, a few weeks ago, they let the Jets stay in the game so much that the Jets actually came back and beat them.
No, the reason they gave that game away when they decided to go throw the ball on third down after the 2-minute warning instead of just running it and punting the ball away like any smart person would do.
Right, but if you would have scored a bunch of touchdowns and all that, like when you had the chance, like you would not like they could have played a better game. They could have put more points on the board, and then the Jets would not have been able to come back. It's like the game Monday night. Like the Lions could have run away with that game against the Raiders Monday night, but all they did was kick field goals.
Shut up.
I think that game would have been closer if Jimmy G had glasses on and didn't miss Davante Adams. It was burning those corners like it was toast. And he just kept overthrowing wide open Davante Adams. Touchdowns, bombs, 3 of them.
I'm gonna say this because I'm actually gonna hang up in a couple minutes. But I do want to say that like one of the main reasons why I came on is because I do want to tell. Here's my thoughts on a lot of the stuff that happened yesterday. All right. Kirk Cousins went down, obviously, on Sunday. And what was – they were beating the shit out of the Packers, right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Kirk Cousins goes down. Everybody goes into a fucking panic because they're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? And so they did the only thing they – because now people are saying – because I heard somebody say yesterday – oh, they did Joshua Dobbs dirty by – Arizona did Joshua Dobbs dirty by playing by, you know, getting rid of him, even though he's kept him in every game. The Cardinals are 1-7. And the Cardinals team, by the way, sucks. Like most of the players. They really don't have anybody. If Hollywood Brown were any good, he'd still be on the Ravens. Okay, so Kevin O'Connell realizing that they need a quarterback and not feeling like going out and signing one, decided, okay, I'm going to make a phone call, or this is what I believe he did. Goes out, makes a phone call to Jonathan Gannon and goes, hey, you have a rookie on your team. Kyler is designated. He can come back within a couple weeks. You have a rookie. You're 1-7. Can we please just have Joshua Dobbs? Obviously, the answer was yes, and Joshua Dobbs is now a Viking. As far as Montez Sweat and Chase Young leaving Washington goes, that is basically the Harris group saying, okay, we're getting rid of our defense. We're going to get rid of some of our offense this upcoming offseason. We're starting from scratch because this team fucking blows.
Yeah.
And we
Joshua,
and
Joshua
we
Harris probably going to get rid of Ron Rivera too.
Oh, you know what he's going to do. He's going to fire Ron Rivera at the end of the year and promote Eric Bieniemy to head coach. That is what he's going to do.
Jack DeRio's there, too.
Yeah, but he's an idiot, isn't he?
Yeah. He's the coach of Denver and Jacksonville.
Right, but Eric Bieniemy is, you know, the man who is responsible for for a lot of Patrick Mahomes' success.
Exactly. And they'll probably give him a chance.
And you know Magic Johnson, you know, is embarrassed for the team right now. So you know that he's going to say, all right, promote Eric Bieniemy. Magic
yep.
Johnson is going to have a say in what goes on.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'm going to bring up is last night. And the fact that Josh McDaniels and GM Dave Ziegler have been fired from the Raiders, and then this morning they announced that Jimmy Garoppolo is being benched in favor of Clint, what's that kid's name?
Anthony something.
Anthony or Aiden, right? O'Connell?
Yeah, O'Connell.
Yeah.
Okay. That is them doing everything that they did. Is their way of telling Davante Adams, fuck no, we're not trading you.
Yeah, I thought they were going to trade him after.
Well, he wanted to be traded because he doesn't like what's going on. So last night they did what they did, and this morning they did what they did. It is Mark Davis's way of saying, you're staying here, whether you like it or not. Na 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 na.
Yeah, you could tell that Devontae was unhappy on the bench towards the end of the game, and he just walked off right after the game. Like, yeah, he's disgusted. He said, "I didn't come here to lose like this."
Yeah, because if you look at it, like. There is no reason why the coach and general manager should be fired right now. You're 3-5. You're only 2 games out of a playoff spot. You could still make it work. Jimmy Garoppolo could still make it work. Mark Davis is basically thought that him firing who he fired and benching who he benched would just make Davante Adams shut up for now and finish the season and not talk about being traded.
Yeah. That's not him. Yeah, his name is, I found it. Adrian O'Connell.
Adrian O'Connell, all right. But there is absolutely no reason, and I don't like Josh McDaniels, all right, but there is no reason why Josh McDaniels should have been fired last night.
Still early in the season.
One and seven, maybe. 2-6, maybe. 0-8, definitely. 3-5, you're jumping the gun, you stupid son of a bitch.
Who did they name interim?
The linebackers coach.
Wow. Whether he wanted the offensive coordinators or defensive coordinators, wow.
So, no, last night, Mark Davis, I don't know what the hell he's thinking, but, yeah, no, he made a bad move last night.
Yeah. Is there any other game you want to talk about before you head out, Doug?
Not really.
Okay. Any final thoughts? I mean, final thoughts.
Not really. I mean, right now, I think after the trade deadline yesterday, I do think necessary moves were made. I do think some of the games this weekend are going – it's going to be another good weekend of football. You know, Chiefs Dolphins Sunday morning, and then other games that are going to happen. I'm just interested. Like, I'll be paying attention a lot to the Raiders and to the Commanders to see, like, what the hell they're thinking.
One question I have for you, Doug. Rasul Douglas going to Buffalo in that trade. How do you feel about when Rasul Douglas is another backup? You know, after the injury to Travis to White, and they're back.
You know,
I'm
actually glad you brought that up, Quinn. I almost forgot about that. we needed somebody on defense. All right. We need, you know, after what happened to Tre'Davious White, and our defense is already depleted enough as it is. You know, heading into the game this upcoming week, which is a tough game, you know, I don't know, to be honest with you, Damar Hamlin playing Sunday, which I really don't see him having that much action because he's going back to the scene of the crime. And
it's going to be his first game back, right?
Huh?
It's his first game back?
No.
I mean, he's been activated, but I don't know how much he's actually played. I mean, it's his first game back in Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as Rasul Douglas goes, I think that, you know, it's a good add. They did what they had to do. Like, they needed to bolster that side of the ball. Like, adding Leonard Fournette to the practice squad is great and everything, but you know what you need. You need defense. You got a defensive player. I think it's a good move. We'll see what happens this upcoming week. And I'll tell you this right now. Like, that game is going to be obviously be a must-watch game. Sunday, you're starting the game with a big one between the Dolphins and the Chiefs. You're ending with a big one, Sunday night football with the Bengals and the Bills. You got a couple of big heavyweight matchups set sandwiched in between. Obviously, the 1 o'clock window, the Seahawks and the Ravens. The 4 o'clock window, you've got the Eagles and the Cowboys. So, like, you have those four big matchups, and there's other, like, intriguing games, obviously, throughout the day, too. Like, I am definitely intrigued by the Vikings and the Falcons just because I want to see, like, if a different color uniform will make a difference for Joshua Dobbs.
Well, Joshua Dobbs will not be playing this week as well as it was announced. They are starting a rookie quarterback.
They are?
Yes, Joshua Dobbs is not starting this week. I think he's listed as the third string, our emergency quarterback.
For right now. They want him to learn the playbook.
That, and then they say Joshua Dobbs was a backup to this rookie they want to start. Or if the rookie doesn't play well, they have someone to fall back with experience. There was insurance policy more like.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily understand that move, but, you know, whatever.
That's why we don't get paid to pick up, Doug.
Well, I'm gonna get out of here.
Thanks for coming on.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys Friday night. Clintus, are you doing the show Friday night?
Yeah, I'll do another three guys, you know, this time around. Like we did last week, three times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to go. We have to try to go through 6-1, but we'll see. By the way, quick update on the Manager Team Challenge Series. Clintus, you lost this last you lost the last series. It was Bobby the Brain Heenan versus J.J. Dillon. Clintus, you lost by, like, 3 points. Or by, like, 2 or 3 points.
That sucks.
You won.
New ones are coming out tomorrow. There's some posted today and then post tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Oh, I post them every day. But, yeah, we're in a different series now. But if Kevin Owens would not have beaten Edge by 6 votes, Clintus would have actually won.
Oh, wow.
So, Eric, you owe Kevin Owens a Christmas card, and Clintus, you owe Kevin Owens an ass-whooping.
That's why he's going to smack down. I don't care. My satisfaction, he's going to smack down and not roll with Sami Zayn, so there.
So, all right, guys, I'll talk to you later.
Later, Doug.
All right, bye.
Bye. Let's talk about more of these. Is there any other game you want to talk about, Clintus?
I don't have any other games to really want to talk about, no.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, we already mentioned the Detroit Raiders, the game on Monday night. Detroit let them in the game until the fourth quarter. It shouldn't have even been a game. I don't know how. I mean, the Raiders' defense is kind of underrated, but other than that, they didn't belong in that game. But we'll talk about some of these trades. Jacksonville made the trade with the Vikings. They got an offensive lineman. Vikings obviously got their new quarterback, Joshua Dobbs. The Bears get Monte Sweat, which is interesting. The Bears seem like they're rebuilding themselves. But that's an interesting move. What do you think of that move for the Bears?
I find it interesting. Well, let's put it this way. Both Washington trades I find interesting. Not because we both know both Montez Sweat and Chase Young was on their way out. There was no way this offseason that I think Washington was interested in putting either a franchise tag on either one of those two players or trying to sign or re-signing them both because they couldn't afford it against the cap. So I guess what Washington did was trying to get something out of nothing. And he did. He got like a second round pick for a fifth and a sixth for Montez Sweat. So in a way, you're kind of building up for the draft. And I understand. But I think in another way, it's like you're kind of throwing into the towel.
When I saw that, I said, you're throwing the towel.
I say you're throwing it at the towel, and then you look at it like this, that I was expecting that Dave was going to fire Ron Rivera the next day as well. Instead, I get Josh McDaniels. I was expecting to see Ron Rivera as well.
I think the Ron Rivera one's coming soon if they lose a couple more games in a row. Or maybe during their bye week. I don't know when their bye week is. But the Seahawks got Leonard Williams from the Giants. The Giants say one of their linemen, defensive linemen, they got a second round pick on that. That's a pretty decent, that's a pretty good trade for the Seahawks. He's a rental. Eagles, obviously, we already talked about that last week. And the Chiefs got one of their wide receivers back from the Jets, which is interesting. They got it last week, but let's talk about this Chase Young trade. I'll let you start first.
Oh, it's not really much. I'm more surprised that the 49ers won them, but I can. I think Chase Young, when healthy, is a great defender. He is a nice complementary to Nick Bosa on the opposite end.
Yep.
So I can understand why they picked him up. But I think when you pick up someone as like a Chase Young, and even Montez, what both these two players are on their last year of the contract. Are you just using it to thinking that, well, we all know the Bears, I wonder why, because Bears has really had nothing to play for. But in the 49ers case, are you using it to bolster up your defense? Yeah, this trade made more sense because I think I see the 49ers going farther than the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and we get to see Chase Young for the third time in a couple weeks.
I ain't worried about that.
Yeah. But I think Chase Young could actually re-sign with the Giants. Not the Giants, the 49ers. I think they got him for not just this year. I think they're going to try and re-sign him, especially if it works out. But when I saw that, I was surprised they didn't get more for him. He's the former first-round pick, second overall. I was surprised they didn't get more. But, hey, I thought they – and there was some rumors out there that the Eagles were interested in Chase Young. I didn't know if you saw that, but that was crazy. If a few days after we played him, he becomes an Eagle. That would have been crazy. But Joshua Harrison, one of the trade with a Philadelphia team, even though he owns a Philadelphia team. Yeah, there's no other trades to talk about. So we'll get to our NFC and AFC Power 5. I'll let you start with the AFC.
Well, my NFC is going to be basically going Philly number one, Seattle number two. I'm going to Minnesota number three, Detroit four, and Seattle five.
No, I thought you had Seattle, too.
Oh. Not Seattle. Detroit. Atlanta. Atlanta, sorry.
No problem.
No. It's Atlanta. Atlanta.
I'll go with Eagles number one. Lions number two. Vikings three. No, I mean Seahawks three. 49ers four. And Vikings five. AFC, I'm going Dolphins number one, Bengals two, Chiefs three, oh no, wait, Jags. I'll go Jags number one, Dolphins two. Chiefs three, Bengals four, and the Bills five. How about you?
I'm taking Dolphins one, Jacksonville two, Ravens three, Chiefs four. And then I'll say Buffalo at five.
So the only one we differ on are the Ravens and Bengals. You have Ravens and have Bengals. My team of the week is Bengals. They go into San Francisco and they dominate. I mean, I wouldn't say dominant, but they go into San Francisco pretty much dominant the first half. Could have let them back in, but the defense come up big. I mean, it was partly Brock, too, because he played pretty poor in the poor interception in the red zone. But I'll go with the Bengals as my team of the week.
My team is definitely going to be, I'll say Detroit. Detroit proved a lot.
MVP
is coming back.
Go ahead.
It'll be Detroit, the Lions.
My MVP is A.J. Brown. Two great catches, especially that first one in the end zone. What a catch. Probably one of the best catches of the year. Of the season. Yeah. A.J. Brown, MVP of the week.
I should go on to Gibbs.
Yeah. Gibbs was awesome, too. We'll get to our picks. Obviously, tomorrow night, Titans and Steelers, Thursday night football. That should be a very interesting matchup. We'll see the Titans. What the rookie does in his first, I think his first road, yeah, I don't know if his first road game, but Thursday night football in Pittsburgh. See if the Steelers can bounce back or the Titans can, what they do after that win against the Falcons, huge win against the Falcons. It should be an interesting game. I'm going Steelers.
On Titans.
The Frankfurt game, Frankfurt, Germany, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Don't forget to wake up for that game. Dolphins and Chiefs. Boy, this is hard. We're going to see what the Dolphins are. It's the Dolphins. This is going to be a real challenge for the Dolphins. The two big games they had so far, they're 0-2 against the Bills and Eagles. And they're... And then their other wins were against okay teams. I'm not going to discredit them, but they were okay. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
If I had to pick, I'm going with Dolphins. Remember, it's not Kansas City home game, so I'm not really worried about that. So I'm going Dolphins.
I could see them actually winning too, but. Yes, it's going to be a proven test for them to see. It could determine who hits the one seed, but still early in the season. So, Cowboys Eagles, first game of the first meeting of the season, between the boys and the birds. I know, Quinn, if you're going to be at the game, I'm obviously going with the Eagles. I have a score prediction: 37-17. Eagles.
Yeah. I think the Eagles will win, but I think it's going to be, I'll say
27-17. Bills and Bengals. This is a tough game. This could be an emotional game. Tough game pick. Boy. The Bengals are playing real good right now. The Bills have been playing decent lately. They haven't played their best football yet, I don't think. That's still yet to come, I believe. Boy. I'm going to Bills.
I'm going Bengals.
Chargers and Jets, Monday Night Football. Yeah. This is not – it's – that's actually playing really well because of that defense. That defense is – they had no business winning that Giants game. Giants had that game won. I watched the end of that game, and then all of a sudden it just – it went into overtime. Giants gave that game away. But that's typical Giants, so I'm going Jets here.
I'm going Chargers.
Pretty interesting. Only a game we agree on is the Eagles team, honestly. So, and our records last week, we were both 4-1. So we're both 28-13 on the season. Pretty good. We're going to see how we do this week. Again, the only game we agree on is the Eagles game. But should be interesting. It's going to be a good week of football. Any final thoughts?
What happened?
Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah.
Do the
no.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Talk to you Friday, everybody. Talk to you Friday, Cletus. Later, everybody.
All right. Later.
Listen to us every Friday night on blogtalkradio.com. That's everything on Cletus Podcast. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's me, myself, Cletus, Doug, and Daniel. This week we'll be doing part 2 of the TNA favorite top 10 favorite TNA wrestlers all the time. Saturday, for the Unscripted Unlimited show, and Sunday for the Stabcast, and then listen to Bossman and Smart and the Wrestling Outlet every Thursday night on YouTube.com/WrestlingOutlet now. And on Thursday night. Thank you, everybody. Later.
Later.